Hello and welcome to the broadcast ministry of the Evangelical Methodist Church in Darlington, Maryland, where Dr. John McKnight is the pastor. On this program, we bring you an unusual and brief message brought by our pastor on the morning of August the 13th, the weekend following the uncovering of another Islamic terrorist plot intended to bring down more than a dozen jetliners across the Atlantic Ocean. In commenting on those headlines, Dr. McKnight puts into biblical perspective the Islamic problem today, placing it firmly within the context of Ishmael, Isaac, and Abraham. Ishmael's descendants, Scripture says, will be against every man, and the same Scriptures say that Israel will be favored, thus the conflict. Here is Dr. John McKnight.
I want to make just a few comments this morning with regard to the shocking news that we received this week concerning the terrorist plot that was foiled. As the terrorists continue to plot their way against the nation of Israel and anyone who will befriend the nation of Israel, what I'm going to say is entirely incorrect politically, but the problem with political correctness is that it is always political and never correct. Ignoring the Word of God and the principles of Scripture that we need to keep in mind. Abraham was the father of an illegitimate son named Ishmael, who was born to his wife Sarah's servant. Several years later, God gave Abraham and Sarah a son, Isaac, and Ishmael was set aside and has never gotten over it. The Arab nations are the descendants of Ishmael. And God said in Genesis chapter 12 that Ishmael would be a wild man and his hand would be set against every man. It is little wonder, therefore, that out of Ishmael's descendants there developed a religious system which, despite what we are told by the media and by organized religion and by our government, is a system that is very violent. One cannot deny that the multiple terrorist groups, Hezbollah, Hamas, PLO, Al-Qaeda, many, many more that could be named, have all sprung out of the seedbed of Islam. And these nations have, movements are set against the people of Israel. The people of Israel are hated because they have been so favored by God throughout their history. Not only was Isaac chosen of God over Ishmael, but the people of Israel were favored by their sojourn in Egypt for four centuries, where they were nurtured and kept in the land of Goshen. They were favored when they were led out of Egypt and the Red Sea divided before them and closed in upon the Egyptian armies. The nations of that region have never gotten over those things. They were favored when, for 40 years in the wilderness, they wandered, fed with manna from heaven. What other nation has ever received such as that? They were favored when God gave them the land of Canaan and moved the inhabitants that did live there out of that land. And the descendants of those inhabitants have never gotten over that fact. And for all of these reasons, the Middle East is set against the people of Israel. And we add to that the universal animosity of mankind against God Himself. We are by nature enemies of God. Unless converted by the power of the Spirit of God, we are at enmity with Him. And thus, so many nations of the world, while perhaps hating some of what the terrorist groups are doing, refuse to stand adamantly, emphatically against and come out decrying what is happening. In all of this, God's people need to remember the source, the root of these problems. And I do not intend to oversimplify what has become a very, very complex matter in international relations. But the complexities in any area of life can be traced back to a few very simple original concepts. And that's what I'm naming today. In light of this recent terrorist plot that has been foiled, it is because of our support of Israel, those whom God favored, that such things are happening. And anyone who stands with Israel will suffer the hatred of those nations that hate Israel, but God has favored the people of Israel and has made promises to them in the Scripture which will be fulfilled. And standing as we have as a nation, as Israel's ally, is the safest place to be. Let us remember as well that what is happening is not simply a physical conflict of terrorists against America. It is but a visible physical manifestation of a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And let all of us and all of God's people take comfort in these words that Christ has given. Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him, which after he hath killed body, hath power to cast into hell. May we fear the Lord. Those of you who take special notice of the order of service will observe today that the hymns and psalms selected do not fit with the message of the hour, but rather with the concept we have just discussed. The book of Psalms was given to God's people that they might use it for their own comfort in the midst of their enemies and their toils upon earth. We, as spiritual Israel, as the people of God, can use it in the same way. And I urge you to notice that in the Psalms this morning and the hymns as we sing them. May the Spirit of God call us to worship with these words. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. God of grace and mercy, sanctify again this place and our hearts and this time unto the fervent worship of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grant that with all of our hearts we seek him, we praise him in song, and may we hear him as he speaks through the Scriptures. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was Dr. John McKnight, pastor of the Evangelical Methodist Church in Darlington, Maryland, bringing a short address on the Islamic problem as couched in Scripture and in today's headlines. Thank you for listening to this, the broadcast ministry of the Evangelical Methodist Church. This is Don Nixon speaking.